You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.
You're moving your cane. You can tap it.
This month marks the 50th anniversary of White Cane Safety Day, first proclaimed by President Lyndon Johnson. Members of the local Federation of the Blind marked the milestone at the group's meeting. Marjorie Ribeiro is an orientation mobility specialist with the Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, which also serves the Treasure Coast. Despite laws which mandate motorists yield to any pedestrian in a crosswalk and those with a white cane anywhere, she stresses listening for moving cars before stepping into traffic. It's a method that works.
I had a client who just told me she was being guided by her friend, and because I had told her, well, you've always got to listen now. You cannot depend on your vision. Yeah. She pulled her friend back in time, and they almost got hit by a car. And her friend was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't see or hear that car. How did you do that?
Come on, hop up. That a girl. Here we are, Rachel.
Okay, I got you.
You got me?
After the safety discussion, the group heads to the intersection of Virginia Avenue and 35th Street to practice what they've learned. They get a little help from the speaking traffic light at that intersection.
Now, the best time for us to push this is now when the perpendicular traffic's going.
Okay.
Wait, traveling west.
Because it usually either gives you a turn quicker or extends your time. Yeah, so right now what's happening is the left turn traffic is going.
Walk sign kind is of on.
Now we
walk
can go.
All right, let's go. He's a four.
The group of about 15 people, both sighted and blind, and one seeing eye dog, makes the trip safely. Just as an added precaution on this day, it's done under the watchful eye of St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputies.
No man left behind.
After a short celebration, it's time to head back across the street. Safely.
A little heads up about the audible signal.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
they are excellent help in letting you know when it should be your turn to go.
Uh-huh.
However, they cannot stop somebody who might be running a red light or decides to turn right. It's just another tool to help you know when you might be safe to go.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
Among those making the safe crossing back is Fort Pierce Mayor Linda Hudson. She joined the celebration to read a proclamation from the city.
Whereas the white cane, which every person who is blind has the right to carry, demonstrates and symbolizes his or her ability to achieve a full and independent life.
The National Federation of the Blind meets monthly in our studios right here at 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts.